want to start from. But let me quickly get us to see something that occurred to me while we were praying. To see that there's a way you can activate miracles, there's a way you can activate changes, there's a way you can activate, you know, answers to prayers. And I will quickly show us, and actually it's a product of our mind, it starts from our mind. Mark chapter 5 and 28. That's not part of what I'm going to teach tonight, but I want to start from there and then go ahead to teach what I want to teach tonight. You need to get this because I'm starting from there. You know, the Bible talks about the woman with the issue of blood, you know, so I'm not going deep into it, but I want to bring out a point from there, you know, for you to see. Has had that issue, the Bible said, for 12 years, and he's done everything. And begin to see from verse 25, 26, 27, 28, and you will see that actually that's where you have a change in his life. You know, when you come to church, bring Bibles, please. Don't bring phones. If you come to church, you bring phones. You're a year Christian. When you're coming to church, carry Bible. That's when you come to Bible study. When you carry phones, you haven't come to Bible study. You just come. You go to a cinema house. When you come to ministry service and you carry phone, it's cinema house. You went to see somebody. That's all you're going to do. When you come to study Bible, you carry Bible. Don't you call it Bible study? Is it phone study? Some of you, WhatsApp will drop. You quickly respond to Bible study. Some, the WhatsApp says, Oma, diverge, bobo, unto wall, okay. So when you're coming to your bring Bible, you know, one day, I will stay at the entrance when you are coming. When you bring your Bible, I do like this. When you didn't bring your Bible, I say, you know, so make sure you bring Bible. Praise God. And you can even bring big Bible, you know, so they know that you're a Christian. Some of you, they don't know that you're a Christian. So, King Bible, you understand? But don't read it during office hours, in your doubt. You know, so the Bible says that he's had this problem for years. And the first thing I want you to see is this. The Bible says that the woman heard about Jesus. That's the first thing. The woman heard about Jesus. The next question you want to ask yourself is, what do you do about what you hear? You know? But that's where I'm going, you know. So I'm not going to talk about the woman tonight, but I want you to get something which I'm going to link to what I'm going to teach tonight. You know, she heard about Jesus, and when she heard about Jesus, the Bible now says, she said to herself, when she heard about Jesus, she said, now, the touching of the hem of the garment of Jesus was not the thing that happened. The next thing that happened when she heard about Jesus was, now look at me, she thought about the things she had. Because when they talk to you about a man, for example, somebody wants to run for an office, and then they can't do campaign to you in your office or where you're working. Now, when they're saying he can do this, he can do that, he can do this, he can do that, and then somebody else comes and says, this one can do this and do that. Now, before you make up your mind who to vote for, you have to think about what they said about what the first man can do and what the second man can do, isn't it? So, in other words, there's a process of decision that starts from your mind, not from your outside. The process of decision making, the process of finality to what you're going to do, the process that will lead to an action, we always, always start from your inside. It is a mad person that starts a process from the outside. That's why they say they are mad. That's why they say they don't know what they are doing. You know, because they act before they think.
You know that some believers, they do like that sometimes, like mad people. Those are the people, after they've done something, they now come and apologize. Because they did not take it through a thinking process. So this woman, after she has heard, she's heard that Jesus had opened a blind eyes. She had heard that Jesus had had compassion on some people. She's heard that Jesus has risen the dead. So she processed it in her mind. And the Bible says, she thought, I like it, translation, verse 28. She thought, if I just touch his clothes. A translation says, she thought to herself, if I can just touch. So, where she was thinking, pondering about all the things she's heard about Jesus, a thought just came. She didn't read that in any Bible. She didn't read that in any textbook. She thought about it. If this man has done so many miracles, had compassion on many lives, if I can just, it was a thought that came from a mind. That, now listen to this now, came from a mind that had been overwhelmed by the things that had been told her about Jesus. I need to emphasize that because you know what? The mind was full of defeat before. You don't get that. Somebody that had problem for 12 years, she's gone everywhere. So she would have been right to say, I can't believe in anybody again. She would have been right to say that this Jesus is like all of them. When I went to the specialist, that was the same thing they said. When I went to Ilialago, that was the same thing they said. When I went to the mountaintop, that was the same thing they said. In other words, they had I've been overwhelmed, so I'll go back to talk about stronghold very soon. There was a hold of doubt in her mind. There was a hold of failure in her mind. Because somebody that had been trying to get healed for 12 years had failed, apparently so. Things were not working. But there must be a process that started in her mind. Because, listen, I can imagine that it was not that when she heard about Jesus now, she now said that, let me go and touch the hem of her garment. No, there's a space that transpired between the time of hearing and making a decision. There was a time that transpired because the thinking process has to gradually, I'm going to make us to see that again, to fill up a mind that been filled with deceit, defeats, rejection, and poverty because she spent everything. So, if I can get you to see this, now you have this, you have water in there. So, see this bottle has a mind. And see the water as the content of the mind. So, what has happened is, this water, you can call it defeat, rejection, failure, because she's done everything. Now, when she heard about Jesus, a process has to come in. The process that has to come in now is she must begin to dilute. Did you get that? Doubt here. Now, he must get faith in here. Must get strength in here. Must get self-respect in here. You know, because somebody with issue of blood, nobody wanted to see her. So in other words, she started working on her mind. Working on her mind. Long enough, short enough, average enough to ensure that the content of this bottle is replaced. Can I submit to you? Miracles happen in our lives when the content of our mind is replaced. Until you get to that point, that's what God tried to do with Abraham. I said to this to us several weeks ago. God helped Abraham. God gradually pushed Abraham, like God is trying to do with your mind now, exposing your mind to all these series of teachings we've been having for weeks. It's a process of trying to empty your mind and prepare you actually for a miracle. You don't need to come to church to have a miracle. You don't get that. You don't need to see a pastor to have a miracle. You don't get that. You can have a miracle in your house when you understand this process. Another translation said, it said the woman thought to herself and kept on saying. That's another way it translation. It said he kept on saying, if I might touch the hem, if I might touch the hem, if I might touch the hem, if I might touch, she kept on saying that. You know that she was not saying, she was not bothered about the sickness any longer. You see, when your thoughts had been revolutionized, your spoken words we align with the revolution that has taken place in your mind. And that's why they say some people, what they are saying are empty words. Empty words are words that are not coming from a mind that has been revolutionized. So when your mind has been empty, and then filled with God's word, then, listen, you can always make a miracle from first principle. Always, always. Always, always. Always, always. Why? Because you know how to get it done. When you are losing healing, so let's go to 2 Corinthians. So that from there, I will finish this statement. Your mind has some, like four oaks around it. And that's where I stopped last week. The Bible talks about a stronghold. The Bible talks about imaginations. The Bible talks about high things. The Bible talks about thoughts. Now, you need to get this. The first thing the Bible is talking about is a stronghold. If you did biology, whether you pass it or you failed, but you just attended the class, you know, they spoke to us about termites. They have kings. Is it king? They have queen. You know, and then, you know, the house they build. You know? And that is like their own castle. That thing is a stronghold. I don't know whether you've seen a termite house before. People that live in villages, you know what? It's not the one where you see by the roadside though. You know, you see a very big one that looks like a house. That if you want to break it, you actually need to go and look for an axe. They break with an axe. and just ordinary termites. Now, what I want to bring out is this. When you see the castle, that castle was not made in a day. Those of us that have seen castle of hands before, listen to the next word I'm going to say. The castle was built from the scratch. What happens is, all of us were looking away when the termites were putting together the effort. So, a day, a week, a month, a year, because they continue to build it. So it becomes a problem to us when we now see that it's taking our space, when we now see that we have termites around, that's when we now want to do something about it. A hold over your mind does not start in a day. A force over your mind is not a product of a day. It did not just jump there. It started a while ago. A stronghold might be a culture. You know, we still have some believers that follow culture. Cultural norms. A stronghold might be a belief. You know, today we have some believers that believe that miracles don't happen any longer. It will shock you. Like I was telling you some Sundays ago, or was it last week, that we have Christians today that said, it's not important that you speak in tongues. That's a stronghold. There's nothing you are saying, they will tell you that it's not every Christian supposed to speak in tongues. Now, it starts from, now listen, some stronghold will start from some heretic teaching. That's where you have the foundation. And you keep on at it. And it begins to grow. And so, it formed a fortress. It formed a castle over your mind. Some stronghold will start from relationship. The stronghold in some people's heart is offense. Oh, are they believers? They're born again, turn talking. Heaven bound? Yes, no. But they are born again. They are filled with the Holy Ghost. But oh boy, I can never forgive that person. And you know, we know what is wrong when something is wrong. And so you say to a Christian, I say, but you are not relating with the person. I don't need to relate with the person. You know, and that's when we have philosophy of that. There's nothing that said, you know, those things. It's because offense has taken a hold, is built a castle. And ladies and gentlemen, when you have that hook over your mind, there's no way that your mind can be born again. You know, I'm talking about rebirth of the mind after the rebirth of your spirit man. There's no way. Oh, that person rightfully wronged you. That's not what we are talking about. We are not talking about who is right or is wrong. We are talking about the effect is made in your own life. What do you think? Christ had warned us years ago. He said offense will come, isn't it? So, offense is not a revelation. Somebody hurting me is not a revelation. Because Christ has prepared me that it will come. And the one that's supposed to employ, they didn't employ me. Do you get that? Offense will come. So, offense can be a stronghold. Another thing that can be a stronghold over our mind is doubt. You know, there are some people, no matter what you say to them from the scriptures, they won't believe it. I don't know whether you met such people before. I've met one or two. There's nothing you say from the Bible, they are not going to believe it. They will first of all ask you that, tell me, why are you sure that the Bible is God's word? There's nothing you're going to say. There's nothing you're going to teach them. They will never. Religion can be a stronghold. Have you met people before that will protect their religion, their church, with the last drop of their blood? It's a stronghold. They'll tell you, I can never go to another church. Now, I'm making you to see that because these are not necessarily sin. They are not necessarily wrong things. But they become a hold over your mind. Not only that, the second thing over your mind is imaginations or arguments. Let me say this about the woman with the issue of blood. And look at me. Look at me. Besides the fact that your thinking process is a precursor for miracle. Now, let me tell you what thoughts do. I don't know whether you've been there before, either positively or negatively. Imaginations proceed from your thoughts. Let me put it another way. When you begin to see your thoughts, then you begin to close to reality. You can never have what you thought about but have not seen. So in other words, you having a reality, you having, for example, healing, the case of this woman, went through certain processes, had thoughts, imagined, and happened. Because for the woman to say, if I might, just touch the hem of his garment, then the next thing is, he saw herself actually touching the hem. You see, when you begin to see, you know what will happen? When you begin to see, two things will happen to you, to your thoughts that you begin to see. It will first of all give you energy. Energy means an action plan. Energy means a direction to go. Because if I saw something, I will plan towards working it out. I was telling, I don't know who I was telling, one of the ministers last week or Sunday, I said, the reason why I organize Shuttle is some of us, we've been fixated to a particular direction. It's happened to me before. We're coming home, we're going to church. And when I got to Baba Shoja's filling station, I just turned down. You know, I was going to my office. My office used to be at Onireke. And it was my son or daughter that said, Daddy, she church can't learn. Because it was something else that I was seeing. When you begin to see, you begin to plan. So the woman planned to do what he did. It was not easy. Because she had to overcome the fact that people had labeled her. She had to overcome the shame. Because people had known her as woman with the issue of blood. She had to overcome the fact that she did not have any money again. I know there were no cars that time, but imagine this day, you want to come here, they said somebody, a miracle worker is coming here, you don't have any money. He said that you want to go out, you know, I don't have money, I want to attend that service and I have to walk. So, service started at 5:30,
I need to walk, so let me leave my house 2 hours before.
Those are effects of when you have a picture of what is going to happen.
So from your thinking, we proceed your picture. We proceed your plan. And I repeat, what you don't see, you can never have. If I gave you what you don't see, you will lose it. You're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. Because you haven't seen it. Because you haven't seen it. And that is why when you're trusting God for whatsoever in your life, one of the critical factors to you receiving is make sure you see it. Do all you can to make, you're trusting God for a brand new car. You better see yourself in a brand new car. Otherwise, if somebody dash you a brand new car, you are going to sell it. You sell it. You know, the devil just bombard your mind. It's a brand new car, 2024. And man, let me car. Kidnappers, mama, let me car. I better go and sell this car. They understand that. You know why? Because somebody is planning to work on your mind from the outside. It does not happen. Revolutionalization, change of destiny and purpose, never start from outside. I've said that to us. It will always, always start from the inside. So you have imagination or arguments. And that translation put it argument. So you have a stronghold. Can I have 3 or 4 people come? You know, so you have a stronghold, 3 or 4 people very quickly. You have a stronghold. So this is the mind. You know, I'm the mind. You have these orcs around me. You know, somebody to come to my back. Okay, somebody to stay in front here. So they are surrounding me. This is the mind. Do you understand that? Because you know why? The stronghold, imagination, thoughts. The thoughts are fiery darts. You know? You can just say like this and said you have accident when you are going home. Iboloti wa. Okay. The devil just our fiery darts. He just went. He can just say to you that you are going to lose that business. Where is it coming from? You understand? He will say to you, you are not going to get married. I don't know whether you've seen people before. One time, just stay like that. Oh, one time, you are smiling, you are playing, you are the next time like this. They are off. You know what they call it? Mercy has helped us. They want to make you feel cool. They call it mood swings. If there's no mood swing, a thought had come. You understand it? If you give some other allowance to that thought, show Jokoni, I can't soon. You understand that? And that's why some people, after you say, Kini essence, are you na? Oh, Shekuku Logbe, Gamale 20 J. Oh, you don't know believers commit suicide? Is because they're in the midst of these forces. Thoughts. Stronghold. Abarafan. You know, they hold your mind. Imaginations. That one is there. And I thoughts. These are the forces. Because they know. The four of them, they know that if my mind can be born again, then my destiny has started. They don't want me to get there. They don't want me to get there. And that is the forces we all have. When you have somebody that cannot read God's word, stronghold is there.
When you have somebody that cannot believe God's word, thoughts are there. When you have somebody that cannot even act on God's word, imaginations, arguments. Do you understand that? Have you read Bible before? Or you read it like I'm teaching you now. Some people, they are just arguing. I get they are religious spirits. Oh, wow, okay. And I said to us that Christianity is not religion. So when you have the heights of religiosity, you can never be a good Christian. Mm. You never be a Christian. There's no bad Christian. Do you understand that? You will not. You will not. Because you are just religious about everything that you are doing. You know why? Religiosity comes from stronghold. I said to you, pay your tithe. Religion will say that is it Old Testament or New Testament? He looking at Old Testament. And your son tithe or New Testament or New Testament. God to open windows of heaven. And you remain poor. I said, give and it shall be given to you. I said, I don't know. That's religion. You know that that's the way some Christians, that's the way they think. These are forces fighting. Now, you now see what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4. You just stay there. Proverbs 4, 23. You can project, I'll be glad. The Bible now says you need to do something. You need to do something if you don't want these people to finish you. If you don't want them to finish your faith. The Bible now says, keep your heart. So, you have them like this. They want to grab your heart. If they haven't, they are hawks around your heart. Now, God now says to you, he said, you have a duty to do what? To keep your heart. Now, a translation says, above all keepings, keep your heart. And I like that translation. You know what he's saying? And listen to me. You stay. Listen to me. You know that all of us, we keep everything that we have. You keep your bank account. Some of us, even we keep our phone. You have password. You have fingerprint. You have leg print. Some of us, you have face print. Even you have head print. You know, double layer or something on your account. We keep our account. You know that we keep our houses. You build fence. You build everything. You know, you keep everything. That's why you have comprehensive insurance. You have third party insurance. You have night guards. You have day guards. You have, even with all the guards, some of us even don't sleep. But you know what the Bible is now saying? He said, above all those keepings. Did you get that? Now, I like that translation because is giving us a comparative analysis. In other words, you do all to keep everything that you have. God is now saying, above all those things, there's something that you must keep. You must keep your heart. Because he knows that the hawks are locking. If the gates of your heart is not well kept, stronghold will come in. If the gate of your heart is not well kept, high thoughts will come in. And that's why it's saying, make sure that, let me put it, my own translation. Spend all that you can spend to build a garrison over your heart. Spend whole. Spend whole. Spend whole. Because it says the money you are making, the house you are building, the marriages that you are keeping, the children that you are keeping, there are issues from this your heart. So you become a fool if we have the issues. You know, because the houses, the money, they are issues. So if you are keeping the issues and you are not keeping the source of the issues, don't you look like a fool? Don't you look like a fool? And that is why you need to do all you can to keep. And so, if I can have two other people, these are hawks. Now, the Bible says, can I have two other people very quickly? Okay, haha. This is a big keeping. Do you understand? So. Do you understand that? This is my heart that I'm keeping. So, if say I have somebody at my back, you hold me at the back. Now, what I'm keeping, this is the way it is. There's a cementing. There's a hold. Do you understand? A wall. So that these other people will not have access. So, if I can get this done, then I will not worry about this. Because they will never have access. And that is why my preoccupation has to be make sure that I build a wall. And put our hands together for them. That has to be my preoccupation. That has to be my preoccupation. You can go back to your seat. Thank you very much. If I'm worried about stronghold and I'm not building a wall around my heart, my priority is wrong. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. And I begin to get us into how. You know, because 2 Corinthians 10, we read, say, for the weapons of our warfare not carnal. So we must know what are the weapons. And we begin to have a peep into the weapons when you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We are not going there tonight. And so, how can I build a wall? How can I start a process of mind rebirth? How can I start the process of the salvation of my soul? Proverbs 4, 20. He said, my son, and I want you to see this. The first thing I want you to see in 4:20, 21, and 22, God is demanding. Hello. God is demanding actions from you. They are conscious steps that you have to take. Like stronghold, thoughts, imaginations are processes. Like I've made us to see, they don't get there in a day. So also, the process of mind rebirth is not a day's job. It's not a walk in the park. It is a conscious process. So you will see that he was asking for steps to be taken. One, son, attend. Son, incline. Son, he must not pass. Those are, one day I'll teach from 2 Timothy chapter 2 to make you to see the 8 contents of a Christian. I'll teach it one day. But one of the things that a Christian is, besides the fact that you're a son, is like you're a soldier of Christ. You're a warrior. Now, I want you to see Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 in that context. Because the things that he's asking you to do are things that will take sweat from you. They are things that will demand effort from you. When the Bible says, my son, attend to my words, it's talking about you taking a conscious effort. It's talking about you making preparation. And that translation says, my son, give attention to my word. When he says attend, I want you to see that from the aspect of you having a visitor in your house. And I want to use a brother that is trying to toast a babe. You know, you go into that house and then the lady allows you to enter. One of the ways to know whether you are winning or you are losing is the attention that that lady will give to you. And you will let it be shori, brother, don't it be shori. That is, okay, good. That's the way you begin to know. For example, you know, say, you enter into the house. Where can you sit? Sit anywhere. You can sit anywhere. Do you understand that? And then you are there. She's lost in a place. And say, Mumbo, please, the remote control of the TV is there. You can watch any channel. In other words, she's not giving me attention. She's not giving me attention. And so, except I want to deceive myself, I begin to know that this thing but when I get in, they understand, you want to sit here. They say, no, 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 don't sit there. Come and sit here. Come and sit here. And then the next is that, what can I offer you? Oh, me, I know you can't come to my house and drink water now. No, 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 no. You know, I say, I get you a bottle of Coke. And then she's going to get a bottle of Coke. And when the bottle of Coke is halfway, I said, you know, you must eat something before you leave my house. In other words, She wants you to stay longer. And then very soon you are hearing kitchen. And then the shuru is there. And then she comes and sits. Do you understand that? And after that, in other words, our mind is with you. Then takwakuni. You know, ultimately, as you could day, lati tete drop. I want Lomi, what if he, Yahoo, what if he shore? What if Kinney, I want to go on the friend zone? What if friend zone? You get it at the right top, be on it, don't you? Ah, hallelujah. That is attention. That is what God demands from you and I. Give attention. Hello? Give attention. Let me say this to you. If God does not feel welcome in your heart, he has no business staying there. I said, give attention. Attention means, again, that I give it all the concentration that it desires, that it requires. Not only that, he said, incline. I like that. I like that. Incline. You know what he's saying? Look at me as I get this across to you. You have all kinds of forces, voices that are trying to manipulate your mind. I've given you some of them, that in terms of thought, stronghold in terms of belief, offense and all. And then you have all kinds of arguments and imaginations. Listen, listen to me very well. They come all the time. They come all the time. In Matthew chapter 4, when the devil was done with Jesus, what the Bible says is that he left him for a while. Not forever. Oh, he said it's one who. Devil says, I'm coming back. So the devil comes all the time. Oh, highly spiritual you are. He doesn't care. I know God's word. He doesn't care. He's going to come again. The devil comes all the time. So you hear voices. You hear opinion. You have thoughts. But you know what the Bible is saying? Now look at me. Look at me, all of you. You know, I stand like this. I'm born again. My spirit is born again. So I'm fixated. But when the Bible says, incline your ear to my say, look, what he's saying is this. In all the voices, there's a voice. And I want to get that voice. So, when I'm hearing that voice, I'm inclining. Are you looking at me? I'm hearing that voice, I'm inclining. I'm hearing that voice, I'm inclining. I'm hearing that voice. You know, you will incline towards that voice enough that you will shift. When you shift, you are inclining. You are inclining. You incline to the word, you will shift. As long as you are inclining, you are actually moving away from other voices. And like I said to us last week, therefore, you need to get this again. The fight of a Christian is not to go and get ear mufflers. That is a process. But you know, I talked to you about positive living and negative living last week. You want to get ear muffler. You know, me ofe gbogbo awon ariwo yen mo. You understand that? You don't need to do that because very soon the voices will become louder because the devil knows you that you are using a muffler. Adebefa oni gbo kini. Ogbo o. You know, some people, you hide your head under the pillow because you want to sleep. You know, sounds disturbing you. You know, you don't need to get out. You get out. You want to stay there. You want to cover your ears. You want to cover your mind. No, you just incline. That is positive. The more you listen to God's word, the more you move towards God. And the further you have from strongholds, the further you have from imaginations, the further you have from all the other adversity. Do you understand that? So in other words, don't bother about the devil. You bother about your commitment to the word of God. And lastly, says to you, don't only give attention. Don't only incline. He said again, he said, don't let it depart, you know, from your eyes. I don't know whether you've been an escort driver before. If you never been an escort driver before, have you been Olofofo before? You understand that? You know what escort does is they must follow the convoy. No car must enter between you. You follow the convoy. And so when he said he must not depart, what he's saying is this: keep focused. Do you understand that? You must not come back to say to me that, oh, Father God, I don't know when the word has turned to the right. Kilo unshe. Ah. Olorun mo ja so ri buruko. Do you understand? So you are following like Elijah and Elisha. Elijah said, you have the double power. It's left to you. Having the double power is not a problem. The problem is you must see. So Elijah knows that they may bar me. So I must not sleep. I must not slumber. I must not be distracted. The person that is keeping focus is never distracted. Everything that is coming, you know what you call it? Ariwoja. Why? Because the Bible has said, keep it. Do not lose focus. It's like somebody that wants to do a 100-meter dash. Somebody that wants to do a 100-meter, let me see how this person, Boshin race. They don't know. You look, you are waiting for, on your mark, set, you dash. The 100-meter runners, you know that they don't look here. They look at the finish line. And that's what drives them. Your mind will begin to change if you can keep focus. Your mind will begin to be born again when you continue to incline. Your mind will begin to get born again when you give attendance. I'll continue from there next week. I'm sure you are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's rise to our feet and bring the service to us. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Come and lift your hands to God and say, I receive the engrafted word that is able to change my soul. I think the word. I imagine the word. And I heart the word. And my mind is rebirthed. And I receive a miracle. Hallelujah to Jesus. I commit you to the grace of the Lord, and I commit you to his word, which is able to give you in a place among the saints. By God's grace, I see you on Sunday. Put your hands together for the King.